The military rounded up the nation's democratically elected leadership, including Aung San Suu Kyi. It then announced a coup on military rights.
I started my journalistic career 44 years ago. In 1985, I was appointed the Moscow bureau chief of Hungarian television. Those were the Gorbachev years. Nobody at that time wanted to go to the Soviet Union. And when I came back home, communism was over in Hungary. It was a completely new and strange world.
All troops must be withdrawn from foreign territories.
Everybody in Hungary had great expectations about democracy and about changing to capitalism. And at that time, Hungary was in the forefront of the changes. The Hungarian society created legislation, multi-party system, a new parliament elected by the people, and all the institutions of democracy were built. When the Orbán government came to power, in my view, it marked a sharp change. I would say it is much closer to dictatorship, where the exclusive only ideology is to retain power at whatever costs.
Jó napot kívánok, kedves hallgatóink! Önök utoljára hallják a Klubrádió stúdiójából Hardi Mihályt a 92.9-es frekvencián, hiszen holnap hajnaltól 0 óra 1 perctől a Klubrádió befejezi itt a sugárzását. Az NMHH média tanácsa úgy döntött, hogy elveszi a frekvenciánkat, ezért egyébként a
bíróság. I don't think that Viktor Orbán could be voted out of power. No price is high enough. Just he wants to be in power. That is his only goal in life. This is why I think he's so dangerous for Hungarian democracy. Prime Minister Orbán came to power for the first time very young, still in his 30s, in 1998. When he lost the elections, I think he made a vow to himself that he will never let go of the power.
Azok nyernek, akik nem képesek összefogni, azok mindig veszítenek.
Orbán learned the lecture. He was defeated in 2002. That the reason why he could lose the election because he didn't occupy the media.
My personal view.
2010, when Fidesz came to power with a two-thirds majority, it meant that politically he can do anything he wants because he had a full, even constitutional, strong position in parliament.
A következő magyar kormány megalakulásához szükséges parlamenti többség már rendelkezésre.
If he won it, he could have introduced a kingdom in Hungary. Because with a constitutional majority, you can override the constitution, you can change the cardinal laws, you can do whatever you want.
They changed it within 24 hours. So when he came to power in 2010, I think he had a strategic plan of not letting go of this power anymore.
Mr. Johnson asked you about human rights, sir.
Press, but with respect, sir, it's not. Press is not as free here. It is less free in Hungary.
First of all, he occupied the institutional system. Prosecutor's office, therefore, there can be no high-level investigation started in government-related corruption.
And of course, he needed to conquer the media because he understood that the media is the fourth key element of any democracy or power.
The media authority, the central bank and many other bodies, so the so-called independent institutions have practically lost their independence.
He has really became a typical populist politician. I think the only thing that matters is himself retaining power, and making himself very rich.
Abraham Lincoln once said, if you want to test a man's character, give him power.
It's important to recognize that democracy without constraints can be extremely dangerous. In some places, what we've seen is a decay in those liberal rights, without actually seeing an elimination of free and fair elections.
Yo dificulto que en este planeta haya un sistema electoral tan avanzado, tan transparente como el sistema electoral nuestro.
During most of modern history, up through the mid to late 20th century, the main way in which democracies died was through some kind of violent break with the past. You know, the military out on the street with the tanks and the guns, overthrowing democratically elected governments.
These days, democracy doesn't die suddenly. It dies by a thousand cuts, step by step. And it dies silently and incrementally as elected leaders like Viktor Orban in Hungary.
Rather than autocrats violently overthrowing democratic regimes, they come to power through the ballot box. And rather than ending free and fair elections, they gradually undermine the norms and institutions of democracy from within.
So what am I supposed to do as a president?
And the problem with this is that sometimes citizens don't know exactly what's going on. Until you wake up one day and your free press is gone.
You wake up one day, the system looks the same, but deep down, the system has been turned inside out and transformed from an electoral democracy into a competitive authoritarian regime.
I think in the authoritarian playbook, the first thing what you have to do, if there are still elections, is to change the information environment.
Ten years ago, when Viktor Orban came to the power, he realized that he has to control the media. And they started to buy media outlets one by one. They have different tactics. If they can buy one media, they are buying. If they intimidate the other one, they are intimidating. And if they close one media, they will close it. So, there is a pressure on us, but we have to be very careful, of course, and we have to be brave enough to support that pressure. I was working for the largest daily newspaper at that time, called Hungarian Nation, Magyar Nemzet, and 2 days after the elections, they announced that the largest newspaper at that time will be closed. So we decided to establish a weekly magazine called Hungarian Voice. We had no money, so we were starting from scratch. Unfortunately, in Hungary, it's nobody brave enough to print our newspaper, so I had to find another option. Since the beginnings, we are printing our newspapers in Slovakia. Some of the retail chains are not brave enough to sell us. Even the readers are not brave enough to be subscribers. Even the market companies, the multinational ones, doesn't want to give advertising to us because they are afraid to be punished. Everybody has his deal with the government and they doesn't want to take a risk. That's our last chance to remain journalists. If the Hungarian Voice will be closed, we have to leave the journalism and we have to find a new way of surviving, so we could be stopped at any time. by 2018, they created a huge government-controlled media conglomerate of no less than 470 different media outlets. This foundation controls about 90% of the media, 90% of the audience.
This is a huge media machinery that allows the government to push its messages in a highly concentrated form, more changing the attitudes through disinformation and narrative, and I think change the media landscape and change the electoral system so that makes it easier for you to win. In Hungary, the official politics of the government, I think, is conspiracy theory. And it's really remarkable that leading governmental politicians, including the prime minister himself, are spreading ludicrous conspiracy theories. And if you are opening your mouth and criticizing the government, then you can easily find yourself in a very brutal and dishonest disinformation campaign.
They try to silence Klub Radio because Klub Radio wouldn't fit into this propaganda balloon. Imagine that you spend a lot of time and money to build up a huge air balloon of propaganda, and there is a little hole in it. You have to close it. You have to close Klub Radio, because Klub Radio is the little hole where truth comes out. If you close your eyes and put aside your moral obligations or professional principles, you can continue working for the government media, but you will know that you are lying every day.
This authoritarian populism can be better described as tribal politics because it's something ancient. In Hungary, Orbán is, let's say, the leader of his tribe. There is nothing in between. Either you're with us or against us. I think this is how democracies start to die, that when you just don't dare to open your mouth.
It's important for us to demonstrate that the government's action are taking good directions, and it's actually a great feeling to be among so many people.
What is, I think, remarkably unique in the Hungarian case is that Orbán could do it with almost no application of violence.
6 kilometers northwest of Mandalay. This was just one of the towns where protesters are reported to have been shot at by the security services. In Mandalay,
sometimes democracy fails, and I think this is an example now that's just happened in Burma, because you have some powerful actor external to the political system that doesn't want to allow democracy, that feels threatened by democracy. And I think that's what's happened recently with the military coup in Myanmar.
Yangon shows police standing over the
You have a narrow cabal of rulers, and they control armed force. They have a monopoly of force. They can suppress popular uprisings for change.
Planning the midnight when military coup was happening. The coup was staged by military junta Min Aung Hlaing, the commander-in-chief of Damodar, which is the military force of Myanmar. I was shocked for a whole day, even we predicted Damodar will take over the control sooner or later. As I am an executive member of Revolutionary Democratic Front, me and my comrades started a conversation about how can we respond to the action. So our movement does not support it or rely on any political parties or organizations. We welcome any parties who agree with our principles, such as abolishing the military regime, abolishing 2008 constitution, which is the main pillar of military regime, and achieving full democracy and free all political prisoners. I don't want to live and see our generation live under the dictatorship. I was born and grew up in Damodar military compound as my father was a soldier. My father retired from military since 1999 when unwritten discrimination policy over race and religion announced and implemented within Damodar. According to that policy, the military officers will not be promoted if he or she is not Burmese and Buddhist. That call ironically as K-virus, C-virus means if you are being Kachin, Karen, Chin or other ethnics and Christians, Muslim or other religions, you are a virus infected person and won't stay long in that society. The greater test of democracy is whether the government treats its minorities equal to the majority. People might have a question. Aung San Suu Kyi and our fellows are protecting the brutalities of Damodar even at the international stage, and why the military wants to coup. It is clear. Damodar expected to advance their role through electoral process, but USDP failed in both 2015 and 2020 election, and of course, they are not happy with it.
There are places in the world where the military is so powerful, it just doesn't seem to be willing to allow a democratic political system. I think democracy stems from the innate desire of human beings for dignity, for respect, that comes with freedom. And you can't have freedom without democracy. In the absence of that, what is to protect you from a knock on the door in the middle of the night from the secret police or just the police saying you've violated this law or that and you're being taken away? And then who will defend you? And who will protect you when everybody is living under the same fear?
I'm currently hiding because the military raided my house at the first day of the protests. That night, the military guys, they raided my house and they interrogated my wife and my mother. Since then, like, relocating myself in different places every night. Thank you. I had the information about the coup like 3 days earlier. So I left home because I knew that, you know, they would look for me. But I keep involving in different activities with my fellow activist groups and also with my motorcycle group. We don't know what to do and we don't know what's going to happen if we do this.
Independent-minded people are dangerous for any dictator. This is why they try to eradicate them, both in Stalin's Russia or Soviet Union, in Hitler's Nazi Germany. The same was under Gaddafi in Libya. The same happened in Romania under Nicolae Ceausescu. And it's happening now in Myanmar. I haven't seen anything better than democracy. If you turn the question around, you see what the lack of democracy causes in human history: mass killings, oppression, poverty. So where are we heading? What we are leaving behind for our children? This is our duty, to ring the bell all the day that, come on guys, we are heading into the wrong direction.